You know, a while back, I shared with the listener something my husband and I do intentionally for our marriage every day, and that was to share three things that we appreciate about each other. One of the ones that my husband shares with me every so often, and it makes me feel so loved. We've been married 27 years, and it still gets me every single time, is he will thank me for saying yes. I had to get him to explain that to me the first time he said it, but he said, thank you so much for saying yes to me when I asked you to marry. And he tells me every so often just to remind me that he's so grateful that I said yes.
That is so good. I was thinking, as you said, how grateful your husband is, you said yes. I was just surprised when Donna said yes. No, not really. I'll tell you what, over our years of marriage, many times I've thought the same thing. I'm so thankful that she said yes. Very powerful. You know, it sets the stage today for the program. We're talking about love and respect here at Intentional Living. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. Love to have you join in. I'll tell you how you can do that in a moment. But these two things of love and respect, factors a book by that title that's impacted a lot of people. But love and respect is something that comes right out of the scripture. We're commanded as men, as husbands, to love our wives as Christ has loved the church and given himself for her. And wives are called to respect their husbands. And guys, you know what respect means. We feel that, don't we? We either feel respected or disrespected in our marriage. And ladies, you feel loved. Now, you need respect. We need love, obviously. We need both. But love and respect, two powerful ingredients to a solid, intentional marriage. So here's the question. How do you show respect to your husband, ladies, and husbands, how do you show love to your wife? Give us a call on our storyline at 888-888-1717. Love to have you do that, because on air, we've already got calls from our archives that have been recorded, and we'll be sharing those on the air. But your comments to our comment line are welcome right now, 888-888-1717.
Hi, Randy Carlson. My name is Amy, and I feel most loved when my husband just put all his attention into me and things that I want to do. I'm a really big sports fan, and I like to be outdoors and stuff, and he just is always willing to do the things that I want to do. It just shows how much he cares and loves me for who I am.
I feel most loved by my husband when he decides to accept foster children into our home. We're foster parents, so every time he says yes, we can take another child into our home, I feel the love of my husband.
Hi, my name is Dina, and love and respect has been a very integral part of our marriage. My husband always rubs my back for me at night, and I know he doesn't want to do that, so he does it just for me. So I feel very loved when he does it.
That sounds like home. Except in the opposite direction in our house. Indeed. All right. When do you feel most loved? When do you feel most respected? 888-888-1717 as we focus on this one thing. You know, when you think about making marriages work, you get two people coming together, different backgrounds, one growing up in a home where maybe there was a lot of physical affection, a lot of communication, a lot of openness. Maybe disagreements are loud and they get resolved by just, you know, laying it on the table, and you marry into a family where things are quiet, things are more reserved, things are more closed, things aren't shared openly, and you try to bring these things together, and communication starts to get to be difficult, and a spouse doesn't feel loved, another one doesn't feel respected, and these things build over time. And when we see that half of all marriages that fail in the first 7 years, it's because we don't get over this hump of understanding the dynamic of what it truly means to love and truly respect in marriage. And it is a process, for sure. And it's a decision that we make. And if we're going to make our marriages work, love and respect are not only good ideas, psychologically sound, and will help fair-proof your marriage, but it's biblically the way that God intended for it to be. And so when we think of this this focus on love and respect, it's a decision that we make. Paul says in Ephesians 5:33 that each man must love his wife as he loves himself, and that the wife must respect her husband. There you have it in one verse, this dynamic of respect and love, respect and love. This give and take, that's a constant part of making a marriage work. Okay, Maria is in Florida. Hi there, Maria. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
What's your comment today?
I think the way I feel that my husband loves me is when he spontaneously goes back to when we were dating, like bringing home roses or just coming up to you and hugging you for no reason, you know, just him showing affection towards me.
Hmm. Hey, what do you think he would say if you were on the phone about when he feels most respected by you?
I definitely know the answer to that.
Oh.
When he feels most respected by me is when I ask him before I do something.
Oh, so he's brought this up.
Whether it be going on a trip or taking the kids somewhere.
Mm. Has that been a pressure point in your marriage?
Oh, yes, definitely. Since I was a very independent person. I didn't really like being told what to do. So I definitely feel that now that we communicate and I just tell him the simple stuff, it has really made our marriage go more smoother.
Mm, that's good. Well, you know, when you talk about respect, communication is a part of it. I don't think any of us want to get blindsided. This cuts both ways, men to women. But I can tell you, as a man and most men, not getting blindsided with, you know, either a decision being made or something happening and not knowing, not feeling like, well, maybe it's because men, we like control. Maybe that's part of it. That gets us into this problem in relationship and marriage. But when we don't know what's going on and we're not being communicated to, that can create a problem. So is it going better for you guys? Are you able to do that more openly now, Maria?
Yes, now we are. We kind of sat down and talked about things, and because it was to the point where it was just the simple things, like my parents having a cookout, and they would call me instead of calling him, and then I would tell him, "Well, we have a cookout today." Mm. You know, he'll be like, "Well, I didn't know," and he was still really left out. But now we definitely got things down, and we said, "We know whatever you think or whatever I think, you know, we're just settle down and talk about it before we take any decision."
Mm, that's good. Your marriage would be better off for that. That's an intentional decision. That kind of intentional decision will help your marriage, help your stress, help make your life work better. That's intentional living in your marriage for sure.
That's the big stuff, the ministry stuff, the work stuff, the stuff that, you know, I tend to think about sometimes. But here's a reality. It's the aha moments in your personal life that make the biggest difference. The aha moments when God speaks to you in a quiet moment about something in your own life. You stop and pay attention to it.
That's an excerpt from the teaching this month on what I call aha moments can change your life. And I really do apologize. The audio from that was recorded here in our room with our chapel, but we wanted to get it to you this month because the content is important. The focus is this. In life, we have oh no moments. Oh no, how did that happen? Oh no, I saw that coming, didn't take care of it. Oh no. I'd rather have more aha moments where I have a wake-up call in my life. That's what the lesson's about. How an aha moment can change your life and how to have more of them. And so that's the lesson this month going to our members who are supporting the ministry. And this is our share month, as we call it, sharing in those who are coming to join with us. You'll also receive the monthly teaching, video and audio, plus new members joining monthly. We're sending you a copy of my latest book called Freedom from Hijacked Emotions. We'll get that to you. All you have to do to join us is go to theintentionallife.com. Theintentionallife.com. Click on that donate button. And I just want to make an appeal that your support matters. Obviously, we want to get the resource into your hands. That's an incentive, a blessing, something we want to get to you. But your support really, really matters in this world today. I can't think of a more important message than to intentionally give your life to Christ and then intentionally live your life for Him and the difference it can make in your family, your marriage, and your relationships. So thank you. All right, let's get to Rick on the line in Michigan.
He's got a comment about love and respect as we're talking about today in marriage. So welcome to the program, Rick. Go right ahead.
Hey, I'm glad to talk to you, Randy. It's been a long time since I've seen you. I've been to Marriage Matters before and have heard you speak many, many times. And I'm on the road to 24/7 about, well, I'm not, but I take patients to their appointments, their doctor's appointments, and I have a partial ministry because of that.
Oh,
also, my wife, Dina, does dialysis, and she's a sweetheart. And we had our troubles in the very beginning, but the Lord has brought us very close together, and we met in church.
Well, when do you feel most respected by her, and when do you think she feels most loved by you? What goes on there?
Well, I think when I, somebody said it ahead of me a little bit, but when I drop something when you're flexible, you know, when you take her out, do something special, everything is a blessing, and when you have the Lord in your life, it makes it different too, and we do have that. And we came from church setting together when we met, and we're married in the church we go to. And it's just a blessing whenever she does anything that she has for me. But she buys all my clothes, like I told the lady online or stuff. And I'm noted as one of the better dressers in my church because she dresses me very well.
That's good. Now, you mentioned, you said your wife, you said she's on dialysis?
Yes, she is. She's 75, and she's been on dialysis 4 years. I'll tell you what kind of lady she is. When we first were going together and everything, I found out she's going to have dialysis, and what she told me at that time is this is your chance to get out if you want to. And I said, there's no reason to get out. I never ran from anything before. And we've been married 4 years in March, so Satan tried to steal our joy some of the times, but we've worked through that too as far as going to church, getting there. She's a backseat driver. But what happened is we changed things around, and it made it very much better.
That's good. Fantastic. Thank you, Rick, my friend. Appreciate your call from Michigan, and you'll be driving safely today, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Talking love and respect in the bond of marriage. You want to have a 50-year marriage. If you want to have a 50-year happy marriage, and I'm telling you, ain't going to happen without love and respect. You ain't getting around this one. This topic is one of those hills you've got to climb if you intend to have a happy marriage. Now, you may end up living together in marriage for 50 years and be miserable, but that's a choice we make. Love and respect. When do you feel most loved? When do you feel most respected? And how you're doing that intentionally in your life? That's a part of having an intentional marriage.
In my book, Starve for Affection, I talk about the power of active respect in marriage. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. Active respect in marriage is the opposite of disrespect in marriage. The fact is, active respect is powerful. It's freeing and effective. The Bible talks about wives respecting your husbands, and women often tell me that's hard for me to do. That's why I refer to active respect, saying I respect you so much that I'm willing to hold you accountable. Two things about active respect. Number one, be clear with your expectations. For instance, you know, I expect that we're going to have a budget, or I expect that we're going to be faithful to one another in our marriage. And then be clear on why that's important to you. Because I don't want to reach retirement and be broke, for example. And when you set these expectations and follow through, that's intentional living.
For more information and inspiration, go to theintentionallife.com. This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
And let me see. Let me go to Arizona. Shanda. I'm sorry.
Shanda, like chandelier.
There you go. I got it now. Welcome to the program.
You got it. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. How do you relate to this love and respect topic?
The love and respect topic is huge for me. It also boils down to being attracted to my husband so much more when he does this. I'm going to add that in there because for him to back me as a mom, We've been married 22 years. He's my high school sweetheart. He's an amazing, godly man that the Lord has put in my life. And when he comes home, when the children were younger, I have older children now, they're 21 and 19. And when they were younger and he would back me when he was at work and I was doing the disciplining, he'd come home and say, you know what, your mom's got this one. She's right. I got to tell you, she's right. For him to back me even now as they're older, if they come home from college and visit and we're still trying to raise them up in the way that they should go, for him to back me on the decisions that I make or advice that I give them is where I feel that love and respect. And I also feel more attracted to him. I look at him and go, wow, you truly are the man that God has for me. So when he shows me that he backs me when it comes down to family and the decision-making with my children is when I feel most loved and respected.
That's fantastic. And that has been a pattern all through the years of your marriage?
Absolutely. It's something that we've both worked on. We've had our ups and downs, of course. There's no perfect marriage out there. But absolutely, that's something that we've concentrated on making sure and capitalized in our marriage, that we respect each other and backing each other when we sometimes maybe don't disagree with the situation behind closed doors. But in front of the children, we come to an agreement, and they see that with us, being on the same page.
You know, I was thinking these principles that we talk about, these intentional living principles for marriage that work in a marriage relationship, are not unlike the very same principles that work in a business setting. I mean, if you have coworkers, or, you know, when you have a supervisor and a coworker or whatever, you got to be on the same page. You got to be in agreement in front of the team. And maybe if you disagree, you got to go behind closed doors and work those things out. Because that impacts the employees, and at home it impacts the kids and the relationships. And so these principles that work in the business also tend to work in the marriage. So
absolutely, 100%. It's a teamwork. It's an effort that has to be done every day. And like I said, we didn't agree every time. There were a few times where you'd say, no, you know what, I think you were kind of in the wrong, but we still came to a happy agreement before we would leave a room and go talk to the kids. And that's the way we handled it. And I'll tell you, I'd look at my husband 22 years later, we'll be married 23 years next November, and I look at him the same and think, you know what, he's the perfect man that God put in my life for me. And I feel like it's a daily struggle, but God is great in a godly marriage.
Fantastic. Thank you, Shanda. Appreciate your call.
Thank you so much for everything. Thank you for you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. That's very nice. Jorge's on the line. Welcome to the program, my friend.
Hey, sir. How are you doing today?
Good. Talk to me about respect and love and marriage.
Well, me and my wife have only been married for 4 years, so I know for a lot of people that's not a long time, but we've had a lot of experience this last 4 years on trying to set a foundation for what our marriage is to be like, because our goal is to be married 60, 70, 75 years, however long the Lord allows us to be here.
There you go. That's good.
So what we did is we struggle with wanting to be with each other. We like to have dates, and we live really, really, really busy. And my wife was really focused on wanting us to plan dates out. Well, I prefer to just be spontaneous whenever it comes to dates. And, you know, I'm a man. I don't know if that's like, you know, guy talk or guy trade, but I just like to go with the flow. And she is very, I want organization. So what we ended up doing was creating a dating game based off of a Dr. Jim Burns book.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is he talked about writing 10 dates down. But what we did is we took 20 dates and we wrote them down. And we got a 20-sided die from that Dungeons & Dragons game a long time ago. And we will roll the die, and whatever it lands on is what date we're going to do that night.
Sounds like a better use for that.
Yeah, amen. Come on, somebody. It gives us both the opportunity, me to help plan it out and to show her, hey, man, I'm willing to plan for you. I love you. I care about you. And if this makes you feel comfortable, I'm going to do it. But it shows me respect, because she still wants me and allows me to keep my spontaneity and be spontaneous.
Well, you guys, Jorge, you guys are the the poster child children for the thing that I teach in marriage conferences called planned spontaneity. And what you've done is you've taken the side of spontaneity, saying, hey, we've looked at all these things that would be kind of fun to do, but then we're going to have a plan. But when we do it, we won't know until we roll that dice, you know. And it's going back and forth. And I think sometimes if we don't have that kind of planned spontaneity, what happens is nothing gets done, and life just kind of unfolds. So, you know, listen, you guys, what you've done is you've taken your differences and you're saying, hey, we're going to have fun with it. We're going to do something that will work for both of us. So at the end of the day, we're both happy, and that's how you're going to get a 50-year marriage.
Yeah, I look at the message of Christ and how Christ came on the earth, and Jesus had a plan. But even within his plans, he would allow deviations and times to go somewhere. Meeting the woman at the well, meeting the man at the pool of Siloam. He was always willing to deviate from the plan, allowing spontaneity to happen and occur, but was all within the realm of what he knew to do. So we try and be like Christ in that relationship. Hey. Where I get to be the husband. I know she wants planning, and she allows me to be spontaneous. So we can divert. Hey, we're going to do this, but guess what? We can try this over here too.
Jorge, you're the Florida guy for intentional living, because that's really what it is. I mean, you gave a beautiful example. God has a master plan. He knows the beginning to the end, and we trust that. But also throughout life, there's things that happen and things sometimes we talk about going places. We got to have a direction that we're going, but sometimes there's going to be detours, and sometimes there's going to be a rest area you got to pull off or a challenge you have to face, but we keep going in the right direction. I mean, if we're headed across the country from California to New York, we want to end up in New York, right? There might be times instead of going right through the center, we have to go a little south or a little north, and that's okay. That can be fun getting off the path and learning things, and sometimes it's unintentional, but the reality is we want to make sure that at the end of the day we end up at the right place. So.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jorge. Thank you for your call from Florida today.
I have been married 41 years, and not a whole lot of excitement and things going on anymore. But we have that deep relationship from spending this many years and time trials together. And the time I feel most loved by my husband at this point in life is when we're sitting in church together. I love that feeling of being in agreement before the Lord and loving him together.
I feel most loved by my husband when we spend time together just working outside or in the yard or hitting golf balls into the net. He is the most wonderful man in the world. I absolutely love him.
Hey, when do you feel most loved in your marriage? You can share that story with us on our comment line. All you have to do is call 888-888-1717, and then you can press the comment line, which is number 3. And when you do, it'll take you right to our storyline. Love to hear your story today as well. I hope you're feeling a lot of encouragement. We need that these days. And if we can't feel love in our own home, where are you going to feel the love? I mean, the love begins right there in that relationship that God designed between a man and woman in marriage. And if you're a single person, you know that kind of love can be very special. But as a parent, you kind of feel it too. The fact that you were connected with another person is so powerful. Love and respect in marriage. And you know what? We talk about the comment line. We get a lot of comments that come in. Let me share a few of them with you. In fact, Stephen, let's get started with a comment that came in from Arizona.
Hi, my name's Tiffany, and I feel most loved by my husband when I need to talk to him, when I have something that's weighing on my mind or something that I'm struggling with. I love it when he just listens to me and he tenderly cares and he just holds me and even has really inspiring things to say back. And that lets me know that he loves and cares about me. And I really appreciate that about him.
You know, I think, Tiffany, you remind us of it is the simple things, you know, just listen and being held. There's safety, there's a sense of caring, there's a sense of intimacy there that's powerful. All right, let's go from Arizona to New Mexico. Here's another comment. Or no, Nebraska. Here's a comment from Nebraska.
Hi, my name's Sam. I feel most appreciated when my wife puts on her cell phone and makes time for me. Thanks. Have a great day.
Hey, Sam, you must be a busy guy, but you got it in there. he gave time to me, too, and I appreciate that. You know, time is one of the... And my friend Gary Chapman writes about the five love languages, and one of them is time, when we give time to our spouse. And sounds like that must be one of your love languages. Very good. All right. Let's go a little bit from Nebraska over to Kansas. Here's another comment.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My name is Marla, and I'm calling from Kansas. And I just want to say that my husband and I have been married 52 years. And today you're talking about love and respect, and I just want to say that I've made a lot of mistakes in our marriage. When I make them, they're pretty big, and a couple of financial ones. And I hated to tell him, and he just put his arms around me and hugged me and said, I love you, and it'll be okay. And he never brought it up again. And I really respect him for that, because that's something that most people don't do, the forgiveness.
Well, he put the forgiveness into action, you know, a hug, and let's move on. That's part of life. You know, it happens. And that ain't how it often happens in marriages, frankly. That's you're blessed to have that kind of a relationship, and you know it. That's powerful. All right, let's go from, we started in Arizona, then went to Nebraska and Kansas. Let's head a little bit to the southeast. Here's a comment from Florida.
Hey, this is Jordan in Florida, and when I feel most loved by my wife is actually when we're on the phone. When we were younger and first got married, arguments happen. I asked her to not hang up ever on me out of anger. You know, disconnections happen and things, so I asked her one day to never do that. If, you know, you need a few minutes, I said, hey, sweetheart, say goodbye, but don't hang up out of anger. Since that day, you know, we all tease and razz each other, but she's never done it. And that's, well, it makes me love her.
Boy, I agree. There'd be nothing more difficult, I think, for me than if my wife just hung up on me. That's something we've never done. So I agree with you, man. You know, I have to admit, though, I'm the talker in our relationship, Don and I. I'm the one that likes to do most of the talking. And there's been times that the line gets disconnected, right? You know, you got a bad cell signal or whatever. And then you've been talking for a while and realize there's no one there. But thank you. I appreciate that. You know, Jordan, your reminder today is we're talking about love and respect. It's a matter of communication, matter of agreement, getting on the same page. Because every spouse is different. Every marriage is different. Your marriage is different than mine. And my wife's different than yours. And you know, I'm different than your husband. And it's just the way it is. But getting behind the eyes of your spouse, knowing how they tick, what's important to them, really does make a difference. As we wrap up the show today, I want you to know that this topic of love and respect is foundational to a strong marriage. As we've talked so far this half hour, the scripture is very clear. Husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. And wives, respect, reverence your husband. We both need, men and women, need love and respect, clearly. But when it's in high doses in a marriage, if you're going to OD on anything, OD on love and respect, right? Not on other things in your life. I'm Dr. Randy. I thank you for joining me today. Next time when we get together, we're going to talk about God's purpose for your life. And I hope you'll come and join us and be a part of Intentional Living. And again, if you have a comment or want to join in support, just go to theintentionallife.com.